Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, Carrie, today we're going to have a radio show that's all a part of our Connected Marriage series. The Connected Marriage series, what is that? One of our passions is to see couples not just make it in their married life, but to really have an awesome, great marriage. And so from time to time, we want to bring real couples in here, have them share their story. It's real life. And it's real answers and real solutions. And so that's what the Connected Marriage series is. And with us today in studio are two of our closest friends. We actually have with us Dan and Janet Green. Do you want to talk about how we met, Dan and Janet, Carrie?
Sure. Dan and Janet happen to live right across the street from us. And the first time we met them, it was the 4th of July. And was it Jim who had firecrackers?
Jim
is our neighbor for
fireworks outside.
Yeah, another neighbor had fireworks outside, and Dan and Janet had just moved in with their little girl, Adele, and she happens to be just a year older than our little girl, Addie.
Right.
And so we were just so excited to see a new family and another little girl on the street, and went up and met them, and we talked for a while. And since then, it was fun.
Yeah. And that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was. It's been great. So it's been, I think I've said this before, but they were an answer to prayer to us, because I had been praying for a long time for my best friends to live right next to us, and then they moved in. It was perfect. So
we won't talk about how they're leaving us in a couple of weeks. We won't talk about that at all.
We're just going down the street.
So why don't you guys take a few moments and maybe just introduce yourself, talk a little bit about your background and what you do and kind of who you are.
Dan, you want to go first?
Sure, yeah. My name is Dan Green. There's military experience, law enforcement in the Valley. Married to my beautiful wife, Janet, coming up on 10 years this December.
Woohoo!
Have a beautiful little girl that takes after my lovely wife.
So. Oh, thank you. Okay, my name is Janet, and I'm a homeschool mom. Our daughter is 7, and homeschool mom. I like to craft. I like to hang out with my best friend, Carrie. Yeah, kind of spoiled having her across the street. Don't know what I'm going to do when we move a little bit further away, but I'm also the executive assistant for Crossroads Counseling. So
that's right.
Yeah. So I'm the voice that you hear when you first call in. I get to answer the phones and do scheduling and fun stuff. So that's just a new position that I'm very excited to be.
I'm excited about it too. And like you said, whenever anyone calls, they will hear your voice, and so you'll be able to guide them through the process and help them find a good place to land. So that's really good. Cool. So, you know, we had talked about having you guys come and visit us here on our show, and maybe just kind of share your story, how you guys met, what it was like for you guys in the beginning, maybe even going a little bit further back, talking about your family backgrounds. And I know in talking to you guys and getting to know you, I can really see how God has played a huge role prior to you guys meeting one another and then bringing you guys together. And then even as you guys have, become one flesh and now having Adele with your family, you know, that story of just becoming a family and a unit. So maybe if you guys talk a little bit about your family background and kind of what your experiences were like growing up.
Yeah.
And Janet, maybe you can start us if that's okay.
I'll start this one off. I'll go deep. I grew up in California, in Southern California, and my parents divorced when I was really young. And, you know, growing up in that brokenness definitely shaped my view on marriage and kind of set me up for having a lack of faith in marriage. You know, I didn't really have much hope for myself or my future. But the great thing is God had a lot of hope. You know, God had a lot of hope and had a lot of grace for me. And I met Daniel after I'd moved back home from college. And, you know, I was a waitress and I was a school clerk. And that's when we met. And I was kind of blown away by this handsome dude. So that was the beginning. I can let him describe the story of how we first met because it's so believable.
And Dan, you had just gotten out of the military when you and Janet met, is that right?
Or were you towards the end? Yeah, I was at the tail end of it. We were in California out by Fort Irwin.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine wanted to go to dinner at this Italian restaurant, and he was an older gentleman. And I'm not older. I mean, it's all relative. I mean, I was, 22?
Yeah,
yeah,
you were
Yeah, he was getting ready to retire. And
okay.
Real good Christian man that I kind of mentored me cool. at the time. And Janet was our waitress, and he kept saying, man, you got to ask her out. She's so pretty. And I was like, oh, I was kind of nervous. So I'm like, hey, I got this. Watch. And so anyways, I ended up asking her, you know, for a number and kind of joking around with her a little bit. And she goes, hey, you know what? Why don't I take your number? And I'm like, oh, that's a no. So anyways, I write down my number on
shot
the,
down.
Yeah.
Rejection.
Well, you know, it's funny because my buddy married the guy that's been mentoring me. He's been married for, 20 years at the time because he married his high school sweetheart. And so we get outside and he's all excited. He's like, hey, she got your number. She's going to call you. And I was like, man, you've been so out of the game for so long. That's a nice way of saying no. But
I did keep your number, though. Yeah. I had that number and it's now framed on top of our, armoire. But yeah, I didn't call him. I had his number and I didn't call him. But I kept his number in my little book when I was waitressing. And he came back in a month later and I realized how cute he was again and actually gave him the time of day this time around.
I was nervous going back in. I thought, oh, no, she's going to see me and laugh at me.
Was that strategic on your part? You knew?
No, I was nervous. And she comes back and she remembered my name because her little brother
has
the same name. And I didn't remember her name. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this pretty girl's talking to me. What do I do? What do I say? I don't remember. So. Yeah, so we get done with dinner, and she's sitting just right across the way. And
Strategically placed
right by the door, real close. And I'm like, oh, I got to go say something. So, here I am, this, military guy who's did a lot of interesting stuff and not afraid to, deal with bad guys and bullets, but I'm so terrified to talk to a beautiful young lady. And I go walking up to her, and I'm just terrified. And luckily she said yes and gave me her number, and I called.
I gave him my real number. I didn't give him a fake number, and he called, and
Cool. Yeah, that is cool. I like how you say that you can deal with the bullets and the bad guys, but when it was in terms of going up to her and talking to her, that was pretty scary for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Janet is intimidating.
I'm so intimidating.
Cool.
This friendly smile. Yes, so intimidating.
So, Janet, you had shared a little bit about you grew up in Southern California. You said that your parents were divorced. And you talked about how that kind of shaped your view on marriage, right?
Yeah. And, when looking at divorces, I mean, no two are the same. But when it comes to it, I mean, being a bad situation, mine was a really good, outcome. My mom is still one of my closest friends. I love my mom dearly. I primarily grew up with my dad, and he remarried when I was 7. And, they're a great Christian couple. My dad and stepmom brought so much consistency in my life that I really needed. And so even though, divorce is such a hard thing, it was the better. It was a better hard thing to go through, having great parents that really did love God and tried their best. But regardless, you know, God hates divorce for a reason. And I know firsthand, you know, that reason, where it is just a painful brokenness that you hold on to, and you don't want to hold on to a brokenness. Nobody wants to hold on to brokenness.
Right.
But it did scare me, you know, wondering, you know, is that my same destiny? Or, you know, should I just veer away from relationships and marriage because my parents, who are great people and love God, you know, theirs failed? You know, how does that work for me and my future? Mm-hmm. So it definitely was a lot of, like, you know, losing faith, I think, was the biggest thing, is I realized how my lack of faith and my lack of hope.
Yeah. So, Dan, what was your family background when you came into starting a relationship? How did that affect your view of marriage and what you were getting into?
You know, like most couples our age, you know, my parents, they married young. I mean, they were 17, 18 when they got married.
Yeah, that's young.
And they're good people. They just weren't meant for each other. Mm. And, of course, they went through divorce. And, you know, that probably made a very big impact on my life. And, you know, my mom was kind of a mess, and she got remarried to the wrong guy, and she ended up, you know, I kind of, in a lack of a better words, got kicked out of the house when I was like 15, 16 years old. And luckily I lived out with my grandparents, who my grandpa is just, to me, is the most amazing man on the planet. And
they were there for you.
Oh, yeah, and I moved in with them, and I really, you know, I saw the relationship they have. And my dad, of course, he remarried a nice lady. She was, you know, she's a great stepmom, great lady.
Right.
Not as strong as Christian faith. Neither's my dad. You know, he had some, they're good people, very good people, but they just don't have that deep sense of God, I guess, you know, recognize him. But my grandpa and my grandma, they're just, you know, they're in the prison ministry, pastors, you know, and they're just the greatest people. Anyways, through those hard times, I mean, you know, I would see my dad and my mom, but, you know, they always loved me, but my grandpa and grandma really at that time ministered to me, and I saw the man and the life that my grandpa led. And, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to see that my relationship with my wife is a lot like my grandma and grandpa, and how that give and take works and how it works. And, I remember all that stuff, you know, the old grandpa used to tell me, you were like, oh yeah, whatever, old man. But now as I'm getting older, I'm like, wow, he spoke so much truth.
Yeah.
And
I love that. Wisdom at the right time.
Yes, yes.
Now, you guys didn't date very long, did you?
No.
You knew right away.
Oh, on our first date, I came back with my roommates, and I'm smiling. And, you know, of course, the secular world, the guys were like, oh, man, you know, she was probably, you know, really nice to me, however you want to interpret that. And I'm like, no, we didn't even kiss or hold hands, but I'm going to marry this girl. And they looked at me like, you're crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, she's the one.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I knew right away, too. Just the way that he treated me was unlike anybody else. I mean, I, for lack of better words, dated a lot. And so when I saw something so incredible that stood out far beyond anybody I'd ever met in my life, I mean, it took one date for me to realize what an incredible and unique man Daniel was. He was, you know, he was a man far above other men. Like, he blew me away. And so we dated for a whole 3 weeks before I got this guy to propose.
I know, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now I can imagine some young man coming to me asking, can I marry your daughter after 3 weeks? I'd be like, get out.
My dad was like,
but her dad was like, yes, yes.
Please take her. She needs you. Yeah, no, it was good. My dad was more than enthusiastic. I always joke that, you know, a lot of girls marry men that are similar to their dads. And my dad raised me, you know, watching cowboy movies. And I always tell everybody, I didn't marry a man that's just like my dad. I married my dad's hero, which was John Wayne. So I totally got the John Wayne part. My dad just loves my husband, and they have such fun conversations. And, you know, he does emulate a lot of the, you know, rough John Wayne style stuff. So,
yay.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. To learn more about The Connected Life, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, visit us at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com or call 623-680-3486.
So when you guys got into marriage, this brand new walk of life, and you were pretty young, and not, you know, teenagers, but you were pretty young to start this out, right?
Yeah, we were young. I was 25 and he was 23 when we first started, you know, our marriage. And I think we both brought a lot of insecurities and fear into the marriage.
Yeah.
And so that first year of marriage was a struggle, like for sure. But it was a great struggle, one that formed our communication early on in what we were going to, you know, work for. And it was a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. So what were some of the biggest transforming struggles and things that came up in your marriage that you would maybe help other couples that are in similar situations?
Well, I think it's pretty common, you know, nowadays there's very few pure, you know, stepping into marriage pure without being unscathed by past relationships. Mm-hmm. And I was so lucky. I think God knew I needed a man that was so pure and upright, where I was Daniel's first kiss, and God blessed me with a man that, you know, had no history. And I don't know why God, you know, blessed me so much, but I brought a lot of history, which definitely played a big part into the struggles that we had just at the foundation of our marriage, right, and the insecurities that I brought in from past relationships. So
how did that affect you, Dan, in the beginning of your marriage?
I mean, it was rough. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean, you know, in my mind, the hardest part was, like, you thought, well, I waited. I didn't do anything wrong. Why didn't you?
Right.
You know, you definitely went through the ups and downs. You know, I think through the struggle, I also saw, you know, how my wife did anything for me.
Like, right.
She always fought for us, and she always was on my side and never gave me any reason to question, you know, her love for me. And I think for a minute, you know, when we first got married, there might have been a sense of, not entitlement, I don't know what word to use, but, like, you know, a sense of I'm owed your love.
Right.
As we started growing in our relationship, it became like, wow, this woman that I married is so much fun, and she's so strong and so smart, and, you know, she has views that I don't understand, because you can tell somebody all day long how to build a house, but until you build a house, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, you always say, you know, all things work for God's glory, and that was kind of one of the other things that I kept in mind. And you know, like I said, as we grew in our relationship, and she gave me no pause to ever doubt her, our strength and our unity grew, and it never bothered me. Like, about the 2.5 year mark, it just went away. Like, God gave me peace, and now I'm, you know, every day fighting for her love and wanting to impress her and wanting to show her that I love her. You know, I'm not worthy of her. And I look at her, and things that she's maybe struggled with or gone through, I, you know, pray that now she can talk to our little girl, you know, or maybe your you know,
right,
little Addie, where,
yeah, exactly,
I would be like, oh, I have no idea. I kissed one girl. I don't know. So.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think that's a great thing. I've heard Janet speaking to, you know, the teenagers at her church or just friends of hers, and how inspiring she is about sharing where she's been and mistakes that she's made, but how she's like, you know, you don't do that. This is good. This is what marriage is about. And I can help you make a better decision. And,
right,
you know, she's got a passion for that. And I think it's beautiful the way God can take those things that maybe at one point you feel like, oh, this is making me broken, but he makes it beautiful. Like, it blooms, and it's turns into something so much more than what you would ever expect it to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you guys talk about that process, you know, and exactly what Carrie's talking about in terms of, you know, God and him, even with the history and the insecurities? I mean, we all have that. All of us have history and insecurities, and we bring that into our relationship. We bring that into our marriage, and then those dynamics play out within our marriage with our spouse. And so a lot of times there is that struggle that couples go through to really get to a place of feeling at peace and really having that sense of strong connection and that bond. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's the struggle of becoming one flesh, right, and one in Christ. And so as you guys kind of reflect back and you think about it, where do you guys see like the hand of God? Like, how was God, you know, leading you guys as a couple, leading you guys individually? How did he create this, help you, guide you guys through this process in your marriage?
I think there was a pretty defining moment for me that I remember just early on in our marriage where we were arguing and fighting, and I felt that constant, like, my husband is against me, and realizing that's not how I want our marriage to be. And I remember telling my husband to read a Frank Peretti book, This Present Darkness, just to bring in that reality that, you know, there is darkness out there. There is evil wanting to separate marriage, mm-hmm. most definitely, you know, penetrate a marriage, break that marriage. And I pleaded with him, and I just remember, you know, we were sitting in our closet, you know, just in tears, and I pleaded with him. I said, I know you don't love my history, but I need you to be my warrior. I need you to defend me. I need you to be on my side. And I pleaded with the warrior that he is. Like, I mean, I married a warrior. I married a man that was, you know, in the military and now a police officer, and he is ingrained with this amazing strength that I have chosen repeatedly to use when I talk to him and appeal to and say, you are a strong man and I need your strength. I need you to defend me. And all of me, mm-hmm. you know, don't just pick and choose the parts of me that you like and say, well, I'll defend those and reject the rest. And it was a defining moment just to get that bigger picture of our marriage and, you know, how we're going to be constantly attacked in marriage, mm-hmm. whether spiritual, you know, or anyway. And just really wanting, you know, him to recognize, like, I'm not against you and I need you to help me.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's just a beautiful story that you guys were able to work through that. And mm-hmm. I know from talking to you in the past that was a very, very much that transition to that, from that judgmental attitude that mm-hmm. A lot of time can shadow over Christianity, to that grace,
yeah.
that open grace where you're accepting and that beautiful love of Christ
yeah.
that your husband was able to just show you. And I just get that image of Christ just putting that beautiful white robe over his bride mm-hmm. and just protecting her with that. And I think that the way that Dan was able to show you that grace and give you that love, it was just so, it's a beautiful story.
It is.
Yeah.
Not that coincidence, but I was thinking about this as we're talking. You know, my name, Daniel, means God is my judge. Mm. He is my judge. Mm. Who am I to judge anybody else?
Right.
And Janet's name means God's precious gift, and she is my precious gift. And once I came to that conclusion that who am I, that she is my bride and that she is my gift, man, I thank God for her every day.
Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that in our own relationship, where I felt like Travis has been able to give up a lot of what he was holding on at times and just be Christ to me. And I see that in a lot of successful marriages. Like, it's beautiful where you can really feel that when you're Christ to each other,
right.
that it doesn't only help your marriage, it helps your walk with Christ.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. In an amazing way.
I had that big switch going from growing up and seeing God as a father figure mm-hmm. to getting married and seeing the relationship of Christ and the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And it just transformed my mind and my feelings for God, you know, in a completely different manner.
Yeah.
So
you totally experience God's love and grace through your spouse, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So we love you guys. We want to invite you guys to come back. We're going to have you on again.
Thanks
for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
really,
us.
Really quick, there is a marriage retreat coming up in September. If you call us and you're interested, there is a 50% savings. You just need to do that by August 1st. Call us at 623-680-3486 or visit us on the web at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com or facebook.com/theconnectedliferadio. And remember, Arizona, get connected and stay connected.